With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, the top-ranked cancer center in New England. Sorry, Greg, paying off a long-standing Twitch request for Judas Priest.
How long are you taking to get to requests today? People want to know.
Oh, I actually haven't looked. It's been such a cesspool today. Mostly haters of me, so.
No, I mean, the Twitch chat is pretty. Kendra's on the Twitch chat right now. Kendra's sharing all of her memories and experiences at last night's co-host dinner. This is Al. Hello, Al.
Hello, guys. How are you?
What's up, Al?
Well, I'm going to say something, Greg. And Patriots fans out there, please, listen loud and clear what everybody's missing here and what's missing from this conversation. The loathing and the hatred and the revenge that the Bradys have for this coach is being so underestimated, it's not funny. What this man did to your team... He practically sabotaged it, and he did sabotage. He tried to be – he thinks he's smarter than everyone in the room, and he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to trade the guy that made my career, change this franchise around to show everybody, because he's a megalomaniac, how wonderful I am. Who in their right mind would ever try and trade a kid like him? That sabotaged the relationship. It was over then, and it's one man's fault. And if you don't think Brady – wants to annihilate Bill Belichick and the Patriots. And if you don't think they know they're going to kill that team, because they are.
Are you talking about him trying to trade Gronk?
Trying to trade Brady to San Francisco. He wanted to keep Garoppolo. We know the story. We don't have to go over that. We know that, right? You know he tried to trade him, right? And the craft stopped it.
Do we buy that?
There's
nonsense?
Been a lot of controversy with that
you guys,
one.
You guys got to be kidding me, right? You're not aware of that story?
No, we've heard it.
We've heard it. We don't buy it.
Okay, you don't buy it. The Kraft stopped it. It's a fact.
So,
it's
a fact. NBC Sports, here's the story. Hang on, Al. According to NBC Sports, the 49ers originally called the Patriots about Garoppolo, but Belichick instead offered Brady.
Yes,
but then we also heard. We also heard from Lynch, who's the GM,
John Lynch.
When that whole story came about, he said he asked jokingly, "Hey, correct, would you be willing to trade Brady?" And Bill completely shot that down.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just guys covering each other's asses. That's fine. Let's not stick on that. Let's see. Can we all agree that he had no relationship with the guy that saved his career, practically. Can we all agree on that?
Who's that, Bill and Al?
And he wouldn't let him have his trainer around, and he treated him like a second class. And can we all agree that he would only give him a one-year contract one at a time when he just became a free agent? Can we all agree that Brady's gone because of the coach. We know that. That's a fact.
No, this guy is gone. I think he's gone because of the wife. I don't think the wife wanted him.
You think? Yes, listen, Greg.
Al, can I give you some facts here? Some, like, real facts?
If you keep me on to answer you back.
Yes, I don't control the button, so that's Greg's thing.
All right. Well, it's not right that you just hang up and say what you want. When I could probably, whatever you're going to say, I have an answer for you.
Okay. All right,
Greg,
go
don't
ahead.
Be a weenie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years that Tom Brady played for Bill Belichick without having one issue at all. If he really did not like that guy and despise him,
he didn't have one issue with
why wouldn't a Brady have left 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Well, you just said you had a fact.
The fact of the matter is that he dealt with how Bill coached him for 20 years and never had an issue with it.
Well, that's not a fact at all.
The fact is, if I have a problem with somebody, guess what? I leave. And I have the ability to do that as an NFL player. So why didn't Tom Brady leave?
Because he was under contract. Wait,
because Tom Brady's personality, he's from Bakersfield, California. You're from Saratoga Street, East Boston.
Right.
You handle things differently. He's a class actor kid. Are you kidding me? And now he finally, the Kraft tried to keep him here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
The Kraft said to him, "We'll talk to Bill." He said, "I can't do it anymore." He said to him, "We'll give you 1 year at a time, Tom." He was sick of it. He couldn't take it no more at the end. But all these years, you're making my point, Wiggy. He's been an exemplary soldier for this team. And if you don't think that they have revenge in their hearts, this family, for what this guy did to them, it was a disgrace what Belichick did.
Who's the real Tom Brady? The Tom Brady that we're seeing now, or the Tom Brady that was here for 19 years under Bill Belichick? Who's the real Tom Brady? Because he certainly acts differently now than he did here.
Greg, absolutely. Greg, the guy, come on. How can anyone possibly try him? Not, especially Patriots fans, look at this guy for what he's just amazing. There'll never be anyone else like him. He put up with that a-hole for 20 years, and that's what he is. He's an a-hole.
But, Al, why did he do it? 2002, what? 2005, 2010, 2013, 2015, 2016. These were all years where Brady could have left.
All right, let's just do prime numbers.
No,
that's right.
But Curtis, if Brady did not like the way he was being treated by Bill Belichick, why did he stick around
Wiggy,
for 20
did everybody,
it,
did your teammates?
To a head
okay,
at
Al,
the
thank
end.
You. Goodbye.
Okay.
All right, I'll hang up on him.
It came to a head at the end.
Okay. I'll hang up on him.
The reason why,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you just said that if he had a problem, he should have left.
Right.
When you were on the Patriots, did any of your teammates ever have a problem with Bill Belichick?
Yeah, there was guys.
Why didn't they leave?
Well, some guys did when they had their contracts were up.
The answer is because they liked winning. They
yeah.
liked the organization.
That
they
was
like
part
what
of it.
They like. They like what Bill put together. They like being coached by the greatest coach in the game.
Right, and I
that's
think
the answer. And Tom Brady liked it too until he didn't like it.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. Brady, this wasn't a 20-year issue. This was something that after Super Bowl 52, for the first time, Bill Belichick did not do what was in the best interests of the football team.
It is what it is.
And it lost the game. And Tom Brady famously walked off the field in Minneapolis that night and said, "I am effing done with him." That's what occurred.
Well, at one point he loved him.
Right.
He still says he loves him.
He told Oprah that he loved him.
See,
is
there something
naive?
Going on with you and Belichick? No, I mean, I love him.
Mm-hmm. I
actually feel like I'm having a conversation with a toddler sometimes.
No, because I feel like if a guy wanted out and Brady had opportunities to get out, he could have easily not, you know, re-signed, took contract extensions. He clearly did not mind playing for Bill Belichick. This whole narrative of Brady hated playing for Belichick, it's such a lie. It got to the point where I believe Brady wanted more say, more power, more money, and he changed who he was as a player, whatever, you know, whether you believe that's right or wrong, he changed who he was and goes, I'm not doing this no more. I want more control. I want more power. I want to be able to say what I want to say, so I'm going somewhere else.
I don't think Brady used a double negative.
Well, he went to Michigan.
This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
What's happening?
How'd things go last night?
I thought it was great. I was literally only there for the last half hour. I had no idea what I'm sure that it was interesting before I arrived, but they seemed to enjoy themselves.
Did you, Michael Jackson, your own event and tiptoe out the back door?
I did not. I left out the front door with all the ladies. They seemed like they had fun.
You are a beautiful person. You are.
Thank you.
After listening to Al, I got to take a shower. Al, next time you want to perform fellatio on Tom Brady, get a room, would you, for crying out loud? The guy's not perfect. Is he possibly the greatest quarterback that ever existed? Well, I don't know if football is going to be played for another 100 years, so I can't answer that, but I can say he's the best quarterback I've ever seen, and he'll probably be the best quarterback I'll ever see, even when I'm in the ground. That being said, you can't be an athlete performing at that level and not have it change your personality in some way, shape, or form. And the Tom Brady that was with the Patriots in year 5 and the Tom Brady who was with the Patriots in year 18 was not the same guy. And in that period of time, as Curtis just noticed, he wanted to be a part of the organization in areas where 30 years ago, it would be, hey, you know, sit down and play football. You're not going to pick a coach. You're not going to tell me who to draft. You're not going to do all the things that you see these coddle athletes doing nowadays. It's the things are changing. And over that period of time, that change manifests itself in different ways. Tom Brady became, dare I say, a little more selfish.
I agree with everything you're saying right now.
Oh, his phone is not that great. I
awful.
Think it's
God in heaven. So do you think he became a little more selfish?
I don't think he was selfish. I think he got what he wanted, which is he wanted to play elsewhere mm-hmm. where he got paid more and he had some say in what was going on.
Sounds selfish.
And that's does that sound selfish mm-hmm. to whom?
Sounds problematic.
Because
it's not loyal, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. I mean, so, I agree with Curtis on this. He was loyal for 19 years. He has every right to go elsewhere, whether it's his wife saying she can't mm-hmm. stand living here
mm-hmm.
or he wants us, you know, he's pissed about Antonio Brown or whatever the issue is.
Right.
He didn't get a 3-year deal when he wanted. He got a year-to-year deal, and he was, you know, Mr. Kraft could have got whatever the issue is.
So
he says, go ask Mr. Kraft. That whatever it is, he got what he wanted, which is why I don't understand the bitterness.
So
I
think the bitterness becomes so it wasn't about winning in the team no more. It was about what you wanted personally.
When nobody knows what the issues were, they couldn't have been all that severe or significant.
Because
nobody knows why he left.
You can't say it wasn't about winning because the year that he left. Now, granted, they had a down year, but they still were a playoff team. They were 12-4. They kind of stumbled on themselves from being the last game of the season, which would have made them the 2 seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say it was. Oh, it was a bad year. The team was going in the wrong direction, and he didn't want to be part of a team going nowhere, right? And so it wasn't about that. Did it get to the point where Tom goes, you know what? It's more about me than it is about the winning in the team.
And did he just become that way at the end? Or because
it seems like he maybe evolved into that way because everything that we know about Tom Brady before that, you know, before year 20 or whatever year it was.
I mean, you played with him for a considerable amount of time. Was he a selfish guy?
Never came off as selfish. And everything that we've seen up until right after the 2019 season or prior to that was it was always about team. People talk about how he took less money, how he never really held the Patriots over the barrel to make sure they gave him top of the market money. And he was always like, it was about the team. But now the question is asked, well, was it about him? And that's why he left.
So did you,
you loved Brady, Wiggy.
I still
forever.
Love Brady.
And then
I
Cam Newton arrived, and it's like
but
he
no,
can't
no, no.
stand
I
the
Let's go Bucks.
I still love Brady, but I told you I
root. You ripped
no,
the guy left and right.
No, no, I told you I root for the name on the front of the jersey, not the back of the jersey.
You root for Cam
Brady.
Newton.
Yo, well, Cam Newton is the quarterback for the Patriots. So I want to see the team do well. So in order for them to do well, I'm rooting for the guy who quarterbacks the team to do well. We're asking the question, why now all of a sudden is Brady seems like it's more about him than the team? Isn't that what we're asking?
Yeah.
No, we're asking whether Brady sanctioned his father's call-in to the station.
Mm-hmm.
That was the topic.
But we believe he did.
You believe that Tom Brady Jr. said, Dad, call Zoe.
No, no, not call, but we believe that they talked about it and that that was his dad calling. I just don't believe.
What? Wait, wait, what? You think that Tom Brady Jr. knew his dad was going to call in and say that and was happy with it?
No, no, no.
To beat the Patriots rather handily.
I don't think that he knew his dad was going to call, but
well,
I
that's
think,
the whole point,
I think
so
when,
we agree.
I think when he heard it, he was probably like, Dad, there you go. But he probably had a little chuckling, like, all right, I appreciate you catching my back on this one.
But it's just a weird it's a weird thing for a father of a guy who's been a quarterback, the best quarterback
right.
for 20 years,
right,
to be calling a sports radio show.
Unsolicited.
To talk about how his son's team is going to beat the Patriots handily. It's a weird thing to be doing at this point.
The right. schedule came out last night, and I started salivating.
I mean, I don't think he just woke up. I think people reached out to Tom Brady Sr. and said, hey, we'd love to have you on. We want to talk about the schedule and the return.
That didn't happen.
You believe that? I don't buy that one
because it doesn't fit your argument. Why would, why would they lie about that?
So Tom Brady Sr. wakes up in California.
No, I think he's here visiting
he's
his
here
daughter.
In town.
Okay, so he's here visiting. Yeah. So he wakes up and goes, you know what? Let me just call.
Curtis thinks he doesn't know where he is.
Right, let me just call a radio station, just for the hell of
I'm
it.
I'm not driving you tomorrow night, you absolute dink.
Well,
that's what you said. Why are you mad at me? Did you not say that to start the
Curtis
show?
Curtis leaves at 10:03.
Greg, I would ask,
well, how's Ken going to get there if you're not going to drive him
I don't give a damn.
Night?
I'm not going. I'm over. Not seeing
Were
Ken.
You
going
to go I'll from, stop. Curtis, you're going to go from Southie to Brookline, pick him up and do well,
no,
that's a very,
I'm
that was
just
a nice
go
thing.
To the liquor store today and just quit radio.
It's a very nice thing that you were going to do for Ken. Very nice. See what you've done,
you used to take 4 hours of bludgeoning. You can't take a little needling?
Ken, let me ask you this. Did you hear the whole audio of Tom's dad?
Yeah. Well, yes.
So prior to that, were they talking about Tom in any way?
They were interviewing Brad Stevens when he called in.
Okay.
And then they said, we have the coach on. Can you call back? And he did. This was not set up at all.
I'm not buying that one. So he's just okay, listening. He's listening to Celtics talk.
No, he just probably had the number and called it. Like, I don't understand why they would lie about that and why you just can't accept things as reality.
This is Edward. Hello, Edward.
Greg, everybody, good morning. How's everyone doing?
What's going on?
I finally woke up early enough over here on the West Coast to call in. I love the show.
Where are you? California?
I'm in California.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for listening. What's going on?
Hey, so, Curtis, I know the exact moment that Greg and Wiggy turned on Brady, and it was the moment when Brady said he was extremely overwhelmed and wouldn't give the show an exit interview.
Oh, great point, Edward. Nailed it.
And then he went on Howard Stern a week later. That's how overwhelmed he was.
I turned on Brady when he put on the Bucks jersey. That's when I turned on him. As soon as he put on the Bucks jersey.
I do remember Brady being interviewed on the show, and you guys asked him about his dad chirping to the media. And Brady, I felt like he got a little snarky with the show and said, well, he doesn't listen to me. He still chirps with the media, and everything comes back at me. I feel like it's dad just chirping, and I don't think, you know, TB12 was involved.
You know what's a great point is that 2019, when the team was 12-4, I never remember Wiggy asking Brady why he was so miserable here. That would have been a great question.
Well, because I wasn't on Mondays on the Brady interview.
No, that's true. It was Fitzy.
Yeah, I wasn't
that's
on.
Right.
I was on.
I don't remember Wiggy one time.
I was Football Fridays.
I don't remember Wiggy one time that entire year.
Because I was
coming
on Fridays.
Coming on the radio and saying that Tom Brady is miserable.
We talked to Julian Edelman.
Did you mention that Brady was miserable when he was actually playing here?
Yeah, we asked. We used to ask Edelman, you know.
Did you ask Edelman why he was so happy?
We asked him, you know, what is it with the offense? Why does it seem like even after a win, you guys feel like you haven't done enough? I think we had a pretty good interview with him the one day I did fill in, and I asked him some questions.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
But you didn't ask him that one.
Hello, Bill. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, good. I think I have a resolution for your guest host. You just had Wiggy a few minutes ago indicate that if he had an issue with a player, or the coach, rather, that he would leave the team. So Wiggy obviously has a problem with Curtis. So why does not Wiggy leave the show? Mm. You can hire Mago and Kendra. Situation resolved for your guest host moving forward.
Because I don't mind working my differences out with Curtis. It doesn't bother me. I'm not going to just, you know, pack up shop and say it's too difficult. Continue to work. You know what? You know what the environment is. You know how Bill coaches, mm-hmm. right? Now, if I continue to do this for 20 years and then all of a sudden in year 20 go, you know what? I'm going to go do another
show. I mean, are you two seeing a therapist together or anything?
No, I think Curtis and I have a great relationship.
Okay. I love Wiggy. There's no lion team, but there's definitely
it's like your brother, right? You don't always agree with what your brother says. And those are some of the best fights you have.
Oh, I would have loved to have you instead of my sister. It would have been much more
fun. Believe me, I would have loved to have a brother, period.
Jesus.
You know, but my mom, unfortunately, you know.
Good morning, Kim.
She was one and done.
Executive order on no Brady talk for the rest of the show
today.
Is
Twitch is upset.
Is that possible?
Please.
All right.
Are we going to talk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes. right after we get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams. Jeep Freedom Day. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. I did promise Twitch I would play a little Spaz audio. It's not great, as we've established earlier in the program.
Okay.
It's actually not Spaz's fault. I told him it would be a better visual if he filmed it. So the emphasis was on footage rather than audio quality.
He should have did it inside, though.
Maybe, yeah. He was outside. More. But, you know, if you check out Spaz on Instagram, he's got all the one-on-one clips. But his big question, his go-to question, was to compare Greg to a food.
Okay.
So I thought it was okay. Here's Alex Francisco.
Greg Hill, if he was a food, maybe like a really nice like roasted potato with like some rosemary herbs on it. And maybe they're even, you boil them before you roast them so they're really, really good. I don't know.
Oh, I do love potatoes.
Yeah, roasted potato sounds pretty good.
And here's Elaine.
Chicken piccata.
I thought she was going to say chicken nuggets.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing to be chicken piccata?
I don't know.
If you like it.
It's better than me. I was called toast.
I'm not
sure
about this question. You were described as toast.
Yeah, white toast.
I think chicken piccata is pretty good.
Pretty accurate.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, that's a good meal.
Elaine. She can't even think of it. She has to be told what kind of chicken. Well, she's not good at food or maps. Hammered. I mean, maps are not her thing.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. She don't need that knowledge.
Do you have a slice of New York cheesecake?
Eight of them showed up. No Brit, no Trenny, but that's fine. Good job by Jen Royal and Table Boston. Tomorrow night, it's the big one. It's game one, Capitals, Bruins. We had Andy Brickley on the show earlier. He likes Bruins in 7. Greg, you like it in 6. You agree with... Andrew Raycroft.
Well, yeah, I don't want to see it go to a game 7. So that's why I'm saying Bruins in 6. You don't have home ice here, so
it's going to be a long series, though. I can't see it. I think this is going 7 too.
You do?
Yeah.
Tom Wilson's going to take somebody out before the series is over. That is a guarantee. Here's Don Sweeney, the GM, on the concerns about playing against Wilson, who Brick called a predator.
Well, rightfully so. He's a unique player in the league. I think their team does present some challenges. They're a physical team. You look at our matches this year, I think we handled that very well. Obviously, the Carlo injury aside, I think our team, I think all teams have to be prepared to play any style, any night. You don't pick your opponents. You just prepare for them as they come.
Brick said he liked their toughness. They're tough enough is what he said, right, Greg? Tough enough.
Enough. They should set the tempo. Take a cheap shot on Wilson early. Mm. That's what I would do.
Or run Ovechkin. That was Greg's.
Yeah. Set the tempo early. Or like Avery said, run the goalie.
No, they got to be physical, but you don't take cheap shots in the playoffs.
I would.
Wiggy.
I would. I'd say
their power play is dangerous. That is a concern.
No, I know that,
100%.
but you don't do that.
It's
sometimes
good,
you might have to get
good way to get sat.
Sometimes you might have to give up a power play goal to set the tempo.
Oh, all right.
Good hockey talk with Ken and Curtis tomorrow, I'm sure, from 9 to 1.
Wiggy is suggesting now that the Bruins give up a couple goals to set the tempo.
I didn't say a couple.
Wait, can you repeat that? I thought I was just dreaming that.
I didn't say a couple. Sometimes
out there and give up a goal. No, that'll set the tempo for us.
No.
Lose the battle, but win the war.
Listen,
I understand.
Sometimes the best way to get past the bully is you just punch him first.
Okay. I really hope Wiggy is not wrong, but would it be so on brand after the football debacle of Wiggy's predictions that Chara is the best player in the series and the Capitals win?
There's no way he's the best player.
27, 28 minutes a game.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, he's playing that 27, 28 minutes
shuts
a game.
Shuts down pasta the whole series.
Okay.
Red Sox are 23-16, back home to face Mike Trout and the Angels. Big series, 7-10 first pitch. 6:10 pregame on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And the Celtics, two left, Greg. Will anybody watch? Timberwolves tomorrow,
no.
Too?
No. They ought to lose.
Because it don't matter, right? They're already set for where they need to.
Just move on. Get it over with.
When does that tournament begin?
Tuesday
night. Yeah. Get it over with.
Yikes. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop.
This is Tom from Boston with a question for Wiggy. What's up, Tom?
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
Big game for the Bruins Saturday night. I have a question for Wiggy. How many people do you think are going to watch the game, Wiggy? 20 million?
Chara is coming back, so I bet you this is a pretty big watch.
Well done, Tom.
Probably. Good.
All right,
30 million people tuning in for that Bruins game.
I think there's
going to
be 40 million people in Boston watching.
I tell you what, after Brady, Belichick, Bucks, Patriots week 4, everybody pucker up.
Mm-hmm.
Pucker up and kiss my.
Mm-hmm. This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Left us hanging.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
What's up? What's up, Tim?
You're not a very bright human being, are you, Greg?
I don't know. Go ahead. Something else is coming. Go ahead.
Shots fired.
Boop, boop. So why wouldn't you get vaccinated, you moron?
Uh-oh.
Well, there's some question about when it comes to having antibodies about whether or not it is you're doing yourself any favors health-wise by getting vaccinated.
Well, first of all, you can't even spell antibodies, so you don't know what they are. Get yourself vaccinated.
Are you a doctor?
Absolutely, yeah.
No,
A-N-T-I-B-O-D-I-E-S.
You're just a self-declared expert, right?
Hey, Wiggy, shut up. You're stupid, too.
I just spelt antibodies for you.
Jesus.
Explain this. What's the stupidity?
Because you put other people at risk when you don't get a vaccination.
Who am I putting
neck gaiter around your neck, you dummy.
Who am I putting at risk?
Everybody.
I thought those that wanted to get vaccinated can get the vaccine, and therefore they're not at risk.
No. So if you don't get the vaccine, it's going to be Darwinism in action. You're going to get it and maybe die, and then you would deserve it.
I think that's not a very nice thing to say, but I already had it.
This is a plant. This is a right-wing plant to make a liberal sound like they're out of control. This is like Blackie, your buddy.
Did that guy just hang up or did you hang up on him?
He hung up.
Was that real?
That was not real.
I think that was real.
Total Greg plant.
Something was going on there.
Yeah, isn't that guy has problems.
Wait a minute.
No, nobody is that angry.
There are people who are angry at others who aren't getting the vaccine.
No, they're not.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like, I think you guys are idiots and should get the vaccine, but I'm not that vicious about it.
Okay, but do you, if you had had COVID and it had not been, when it came to the length of time that you had it, the symptoms that you suffered, it had not really affected you that badly.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some question about getting the vaccine after having it. Would you get the vaccine? I'm being honest.
Yeah, I mean, I would get it just because I believe in vaccines. I mean, yes, I believe in the science behind it.
Okay. You're a sheep.
He's not a sheep.
I'd like to get rid of it.
Yeah,
like
but you're not going to get rid of it. We've had this conversation a million times.
Pretty close.
I always ask, if you're vaccinated and I'm not, I'm the only person at risk.
Here we go again. It's back to 625.
Well, explain to me how you're. I wanted the caller to explain to me how I put somebody at risk who's vaccinated.
They can't explain it.
Exactly.
And again, I mean, this has been a bizarre show, so we can go ahead and continue to discuss that. That guy is very angry because you're not getting the vaccine, because I'm not getting the vaccine.
Right. Explain that to me. How are you?
Curtis just looked him up. His name is Slosh.
I would like somebody, really, Ken, to explain to me how they are at risk if I don't get the vaccine and they have the vaccine.
And just to be this may be totally fake, but I put in that guy's number into my little systems here. His real name, if it is him, is Spencer, and that now makes perfect sense.
Spencer. Well, I mean, why wouldn't Spencer use his real name when he called to say that he
keyboard tough guy?
That he hoped that I died.
It's like a keyboard tough guy. That's
this is
why.
All a work.
That's all it is. Greg, you don't know about social media and keyboard tough guys?
I do. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So I just wanted to talk about a little bit of the vaccine and, you know, the no mask wearing. Hopefully, I'm happy it's going to be a good sign that we can start going back to a normal life, getting back into stadiums, seeing the Red Sox or the Pats. But at the end of the day, I think it should definitely be a personal choice. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm happy about that. But you're nowhere necessarily an idiot or a moron if you choose not to get vaccinated. It's a personal choice. And,
well, that's,
you know, if you have to.
Listen,
it's
kind of offensive that the assumption is that you're an idiot or you're dumb mm-hmm. if you don't get the vaccine. Science,
absolutely.
You know, the science, and I understand this,
mm-hmm.
but the science has changed frequently during the last year and a half. And so, I don't know why if you're somebody who, let's say that you trusted the science of wearing a mask outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought that was going to protect you.
Right.
Then you found out later that there is zero risk
mm-hmm.
when it comes to being outdoors. Zero. You know that, Ken, right? There are zero.
Nothing is actually zero.
There are zero documented cases in the entire world of incidental outdoor transmission.
Yes, science.
Zero. Zero cases. So does that make you question science at all? And it's not a problem if you question science, because they don't have enough data to be making these decisions.
Well, we're not talking about outdoor mask wearing.
Oh, but again, I'm talking about science as it relates to what they know and when they know it.
Okay. People were nervous at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So they took precautions.
Yes.
They did. They used their best judgment
yes,
at the time.
We all did.
And things changed.
Yes, everybody did.
So now you question all science?
No. I mean, is it okay to question science? Or no? You can never question science.
It's your personal choice.
Hello, Dan. Dan?
Yes, hello. How are you?
What's up, Dan? Sounds like Spencer again. What's up, Dan?
Nothing's 100%. I think that's the problem. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like, even though I'm vaccinated and Wiggy's not, the chances of me catching it for him, I still likely, you know, I got better odds because I'm vaccinated, but you know, nothing's 100%. Condoms are not 100%. You know what I mean?
That's true.
But we wear them, you know.
Not everybody does.
Not everybody.
Right. But I Dan, let me ask this, right? If you're vaccinated,
you'll need a prophylactic, bro.
Are you concerned being around people who are not vaccinated?
No.
Okay, so that's what I don't get. Why is it then that everybody wants?
That's just my personal.
No. But
yeah, you know what I mean?
Right, but I don't understand then. And I asked Ken. Ken's not concerned about being around people who are not vaccinated. So then, why is it that you're calling Greg and I idiots that we don't get vaccinated, when there's no concern for you to be around us.
Right. Because there's still a chance, I guess, is what the saying. You know what I mean? There's a chance for anything. You know what I mean? There's still a chance that, you know, I could possibly get it from you, even though I'm vaccinated. There's still a chance. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, people are just all up in arms. And, I just want this thing to end just like everybody else. And there, I got there, it. I get that J&J. And, you know, it is what it is.
There are lots of ways in which you are still going to, unfortunately, be able to get COVID going forward.
Right.
It's not eliminated.
COVID, the way we are right now with COVID, it should be over. He just said, I think it was Dan. He said he wants to be over with. It should be over. That's what they told us. When vaccines are available, that's when we can go back to being normal. Because
COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term.
By the way, Wiggy, when I was in my Dover basketball team, whenever we'd lose, the opposing team would just say, "It's all over. Go back to Dover."
Well, there you go. So the thing that they told us is when the vaccine was available, we can go back to normal because people that were afraid could get vaccinated.
When this is over.
And people who didn't want to get vaccinated.
Was she referring to the segment?
You knew the risk that you were running.
I mean, you explained to me why the CDC says that it is okay for those who have been vaccinated to now go without a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in this state has the option of being vaccinated. Why is Governor Baker still, does he still have a mask mandate in place?
I don't know.
Why? The CDC says it's now okay.
It's all politicized. That's all this thing is, man. This thing was, you know, it's been politicized since day one.
Which I totally get.
Yeah, I know you get it. It's like the war on drugs, man.
Is he coming tomorrow?
They ain't going nowhere.
Can't happen fast enough.
I don't think he's coming to Stats tomorrow night.
What about Spencer or Tim?
This is Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, you know, just factually, there were a bunch of people at the Rose Garden at the White House outdoors. There were photographs and video of them, and they gave the virus to each other. So, you know, when you start saying things like, you cannot transmit this outdoors, it's just wrong. And this is a deadly virus, and it's dangerous to people. For you guys, this is not like, you know, discussing the closer for the Red Sox. This is science. This is fact, and this is dangerous.
The fact
so please don't spread misinformation.
Do you doubt, when it comes to a source, are you doubting the New York Times? Because that's probably your paper of record, correct?
I don't know about the New York Times. I know that there were a group of people, was documented. There was a picture of Bill Barr with his arm around somebody, and they gave it to each other, and they were all outdoors. They weren't indoors.
How do you know that they gave it to each other there that moment? How do you know that?
Because the number of people who got it.
No, that's that's how it was reported by the media. You don't know.
When you have a hot spot with a virus, yeah, there's some, the science of tracking. It's like forensic science. Yes,
okay.
You can go back and figure out
where is it. Okay,
if somebody comes down, if 20 people come down with it exactly the incubation period later, and they're all standing together, spitting on each other, then
if I cannot get my information from the New York Times? Where should I get my information from?
What did the New York Times say? That there's never been a documented case?
There has been zero documented cases worldwide of incidental contact out of doors, which led to an infection.
Yay! Is they're quoting somebody, or that was their statement?
It was The Onion.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Greg, you're not going to win, man. I'm telling you, people can't answer the question because the only question that should matter is: if you're vaccinated, are you concerned about getting COVID? Ken, are you concerned?
Can we just get to
No, I'm just asking the question.
I mean, I'm still a little concerned. Yes, the variants are out there. The more that it's alive, it can mutate and spread. Yes, I'm concerned.
Okay, so but
not enough that I'm not going to go to stats tomorrow.
Okay, so there you go. So then you're not concerned.
Good. I feel pretty good.
You're not concerned.
And that was a historic moment, right. Greg Hill. That was the first time someone in Lexington has not agreed with the New York Times.
I know. Well, again, I'm happy. Just tell me what the source is, because if you dare to disagree with somebody who's a Corona bro,
right,
then you're being irresponsible.
Right.
So what is the source? Where do I get my information from? Where am I supposed to go?
The sources are
60 Minutes Australia.
No, the sources are off.
That is a great show.
You got to go to Fauci. Fauci's the one, because that's the only one that anybody believes, right? It's all about where you lean politically. Then that's who you believe.
Okay.
I get my news from Black Sports Online.
I'm fine with that. Hello, Damien. I know we're up against the clock. I know,
Ken. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Damien?
Uh-oh. You don't care.
What's not Clay much. Travis saying? What's up?
I just want to say you guys are wicked smart for not getting your vaccine. It's all political. It's definitely, you know, how do I word this without swearing? It's all false. It's science. We don't know what's going to happen in 20 years from now when the side effects from this vaccine that hasn't been tested comes into play.
Yeah.
And all these people wearing masks and getting their vaccine, why are you concerned with it? If you're vaccinated, you shouldn't be able to catch it. But they act like germs never existed before.
Right. Thank you, Damien. Like, please, say that again. All these people that got it, they're concerned with somebody else who don't have it.
I mean, I want to get it because I've heard that it improves your Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi is awful. And so I've heard that if you get the vaccine, you get better Wi-Fi, Curtis.
Gives you an extra 3 inches.
Who doesn't need a better Wi-Fi?
That's what Q told me.
Is that what Q told
me? Yes. All right. Ken is really upset because we're way behind. So we'll take a quick break, but we'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.